Hello and welcome to the WebCERN Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google gives greater prominence to brands in search results. Amazon is to speed up its US delivery. And Chinese consumers criticize Apple's new iPhone 7. Google has embarked on a trial with top fashion brands, enabling them to connect consumers directly from the search results. Brands like Marc Jacobs, Prada, and Burberry will all be allowed by Google to provide buyable content that will appear above any related search results. Yuli Ziv, founder and CEO of Style Coalition, said that the move gives more power to brands, adding that this unexpected shift in power cements their position as content creators. Google will be working with the luxury brands for a short experimental time in order to give users easier access to content from various global fashion weeks, starting with New York. Ziv said that it was a rare case of the search engine allowing brands to control their own search results, which are typically dictated by an algorithm. Amazon is speeding up its delivery service to customers in the US. As a fight back against competitors who offer cheap delivery from overseas, such as Alibaba, Amazon is reducing its guaranteed delivery time from 8 days to 5 days. Its small and light program was also only launched 2 months ago, which allowed free shipping on thousands of popular small items. With reduced delivery times, the small and light program, and a current deal with China Post to provide Chinese merchants with cheap shipping to the US, Amazon expects an increase in sales. Neil Ackerman, a former Amazon executive, said that the other marketplaces won't be able to compete with Amazon when it comes to speed or customer service, expecting the program to explode. Upon the recent announcement of its iPhone 7, Apple has come under criticism from Chinese consumers. Many users feel that several features on the device are similar to handsets released by Chinese manufacturers Huawei, Oppo, and Leco. The dual camera system available on the new Apple model, as well as the lack of a headphone socket, are all claimed to have been released first on Chinese models. This could play a factor in further damaging Apple's revenue in China, which has been falling since last year, with the iPhone 6 currently sitting in fifth place in the Chinese smartphone market. Also, as in other countries, Chinese consumers have been quick to criticize the price and idea behind Apple's new $159 wireless headphones. Podcast advertising is on the rise, according to research done by Advertiser Perceptions. Whilst in September 2015, only 15% of US advertising and agency executives asked said they would be advertising on podcasts, the new study from July 2016 found that the number had risen to 21%. Meanwhile, 60% of those asked are now discussing the idea of using it in future, compared to just 40% last year. A study from Edison Research also showed that 63% of podcast listeners are under the age of 34, many of them being millennials. However, in a blog that introduced podcast advertising guidelines, AdWiz wrote that it's still a niche format that brings inherent challenges with it. And finally, Malaysia's e-commerce market is soaring, according to new findings. Executive Director of Regional Payment Gateway, iPay88, Chan Kok Long, said that the information was based on data from its online payments, which represents 70% of all online payments made in the country. He added that two things had improved user confidence in the country, listing them as increased ease of online banking and spending, and a change in online behavior towards expensive items. iPay88 is also working with NTT Data to approve personal loans for consumers based on their online shopping history in order to emulate what Alibaba has been doing. Due to the loans being approved online, shoppers are now buying more expensive items such as cars, which data shows users are now more comfortable specking up online. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.